This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and that's right, we are live here on Memorial Day 2018. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves as you wish. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, or you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line room where you can jump in and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can talk about anything, but we've got stuff that we bring to the table, as always. Starting tonight, we're going to talk about communism. And specifically, coming up, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Mark, this is something that you've been wanting to revisit for a while now, and there happens to be something in the news about it today, or
an opinion
piece.
It's a blog post.
A blog post, something that caught your attention about this. Years ago, we had talked about it. This was probably back in Florida, maybe.
I think so.
The last time we did this, so more than a decade ago. When we kind of went through the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, right, and looked at the United States and determined how many of them were implemented here. And I believe that at the time we determined it was like 8.5.
That's what I'd say so too.
And now this person is going to argue that it's actually all 10 of them, so we'll get into that. And of course, it's been more than a decade, so maybe they're right. I don't remember the planks. I'm state control of whatever, I'm sure, is in there, but they get more specific, so we'll get into that. But first, a little bit of news about one of the communist nations of the world. The AP reporting out of Havana, Cuba, that they're looking to redo the Constitution. In Cuba. Does that mean that communism has failed? Because, I mean, you know, shouldn't it have been like a people's paradise and they shouldn't need to redo the Constitution if the whole thing was a good idea?
It's iffy, right? But at the same time, shouldn't a constitution be redone on a regular basis in order to make sure that people have the optimum protection from the encroachments of the state?
Well, I don't think that's necessarily what the Cuban Constitution's designed to do.
I suspect not.
There are other reasons you can say Cuba failed that are kind of more concrete. The fact that they're rewriting a document doesn't even necessarily mean, if you're rewriting a document, that there's something wrong with the document.
I think it does.
Constitutions have been amended all the time because the courts went, and I don't know how Cuba works, but the courts, just for example, the courts went and interpreted something away, and the legislator was like, no, we meant it for real.
This way. Okay.
So we're going to amend the Constitution. That doesn't mean there was anything wrong with the Constitution. That means there was something wrong with, in this case,
the interpretation,
the court system. But that could also happen with, you know, anyone else's interpretation or language evolving or any other. I'm not going to hold that against them, per se.
So in this case, they're not necessarily acknowledging the failure of communism, but they are going to acknowledge that their system maybe has changed over the years. And according to the story here, when they adopted their current constitution in Cuba, the sugar-based economy was being bolstered by aid from the Soviet Union. Citizens were forbidden to run private businesses or sell their homes, and gays kept their sexual identity a tightly guarded secret.
They did, yeah.
Now a rewrite is on the way as the country's communist leaders try to adapt to the post-Soviet world in which hundreds of thousands of Cubans work for themselves now. American remittances and tourism keep the economy afloat, and the daughter of the Communist Party chief, Raul Castro, is campaigning for gay rights. The country's parliament is scheduled on Saturday to name the commission to draft a new constitution, consulting with the citizenry and eventually bringing it to a referendum. Officials have made clear that the constitution will maintain a communist party-led system in which freedom of speech, the press, and other rights are limited by, quote, the purposes of socialist society, unquote. Meaning that you don't have free speech in Cuba.
Well, that's kind of what's happened in China, right? So they basically have a
where there's more freedom to conduct business?
Yeah, much more so. They basically have a much more capitalist system, but no social freedoms.
And the Communist Party is still firmly entrenched
in
that place. So, no, you don't get freedom of speech, freedom of the press, because as long as the government determines that whatever it is you're saying is a threat to socialism, you're forbidden to say that, apparently. But Castro and other leaders, so-called leaders, apparently hope to end the contradictions between the new, more open economy and a legal system that calls for tight state control over all aspects, of the economy and society. The current ban on dual citizenship collides with the government's effort to reach out to exiles. For instance, the definition of marriage as between a man and a woman runs up against Cuba's growing gay rights movement. Many small businesses employ workers, even though the Constitution currently forbids, quote, obtaining income that comes from exploiting the work of others, unquote. The current Constitution allows
workers. Of course, others would like their work exploited if they can't get jobs from the
government.
Central commie, whatever.
And the reason why people are able to do these private things in Cuba now is because central control doesn't work. And at some point, somebody had to acknowledge that. And I don't know if it was Raul Castro, because I remember years ago when he took over for Fidel, he started putting reforms into place. If I recall, we were reporting on some of it here on Free Talk Live, and some of those reforms included the ability to, decide what to plant on your own farmland, which, of course, wasn't really your own farmland.
It's crazy talk.
It was the government's farmland, but they slowly kind of moved in that direction of individuals having more of an ability to make a decision. The current constitution allows worker cooperatives, but only in the farm sector, and officials have allowed other types of cooperatives, but placed sharp limits on their growth and operations, keeping them as a marginal economic player. The government, too, is likely to see changes. Castro, who turned over the presidency last month to Miguel Diaz-Canel...
No, that's not Fidel Castro, that's the other...
That's Raul. Fidel's dead.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
That's correct.
Well, God bless him.
Yeah, he passed away a couple years ago.
Good.
Has proposed limiting presidents to 2 5-year terms and imposing an age limit, a dramatic shift following a nearly 60-year run of leadership by Castro and his late brother Fidel, who both ruled into their 80s. Quote, Cuba needs to change its constitution because our society has been radically transformed in recent years, said political scientist Lenier Gonzalez, one of the directors of Cuba Possible, a think tank aimed at promoting reform with the limits laid out by Cuban law and its single-party system. He noted the society has become more international, forms of property ownership have diversified, and new social movements have emerged that now exist on the margins of the law. He also said the revamp could help build the legitimacy of Diaz-Canel, who's 58, and other members of the New Guard, who are finally replacing the men enshrined as national heroes of the 1959 revolution led by Fidel Castro. The Communist Party state newspaper, Granma, has reported to...
Granma?
That's what it is.
Okay.
Granma has reported that the new constitution could boost the role of the country's parliament, which now usually meets for 2 days a year to listen to speeches and approve official proposals. It says the...
What a great job.
If only we had that, right? If only Congress met for 2 days a year?
Yeah, but in this case, it's basically the dictator hands down the rules,
right,
and they just listen and say, that is a great idea. That, too, is a great idea.
Right.
That also great. Man, you're just chock full of great ideas today.
It said the Congress might be professionalized and its membership trimmed. The 605 deputies now receive no pay other than what they get from their other jobs. Parliamentarian Mariela Castro, the daughter of Raul and director of the Center of Sexual Education, has said the reform will expand gay rights, partly by tackling the current wording of the Constitution that limits marriage to a man and a woman. The current constitution was adopted 4 decades ago at a time when Cuba was a potential Cold War flashpoint and a pillar of the Soviet bloc. The document proclaims Cuba's adherence to Marxist-Leninist socialism and to solidarity with countries of the Third World, particularly Latin America. The Communist Party is described as the, quote, superior guiding force of Cuba's society, and it says the economic system is, quote, based on socialist property of the entire people over the fundamental means of production and on the suppression of exploitation of man by man.
Well, there you go. Sounds great.
The toll-free, well, that's the current one.
Yeah. Well, it's still that too sounds great. They don't follow these things.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's totally okay when it's the government exploiting man, but man exploiting man is what they're against. 855-450-FREE. You can dial in here. You can bring up what you want.
The government's not some entity that's not man, though.
That's what they want you to believe, though. They believe, they really do believe the state is something else, something greater than men. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything that you want. We are here on this live Memorial Day edition. of the program. Open phones, as always, at 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. Mark, you have one of these in your house.
Yep, but it's great.
And it is super easy to set this thing up. Even you are able to do it in a relatively short amount of time. What,
Pretty quick. Less
than a half hour?
Less than that.
Yeah. So you open the boxes, you pop the batteries in the cameras, it comes with them, and then you just put the cameras wherever you want, set them all up with your Wi-Fi enabled device, like your smartphone or your tablet. And then, once you set the cameras up as far as when you want them to operate, maybe you only want them at night, maybe you want them 24/7, whatever, when they spot something moving in front of them, they will send you a clip right to your device. Wherever it is you are, you'll know what's going on in your home. And I would say it's also good for a small office. Go check out blinkprotect.com/FTL, and you'll get 15% off the already shockingly affordable price for this system. It's the Blink Home Security System at blinkprotect.com/FTL to get the discount of 15% off. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here tonight. We're talking about communism. We're going to get into the 10 planks coming up here of the Communist Manifesto. But Cuba is looking at updating their constitution, and to me, this is to some extent an acknowledgement that communism doesn't work. They're not going to say that when they update their constitution, but ultimately the idea that complete state control over property, or as they describe it here, this is a quote from the AP story, quote, based on, this is the Communist Party and Cuba Society, it says their economic system is, quote, based on socialist property of the entire people. So suggesting that everyone owns all of the property.
Yeah.
Through the government.
Try to act like that's the case, though.
Well, right, because ownership means control,
right?
And so if you try to control a piece of this property, the government, in a way the government disagrees with, they're going to tell you it's not really yours after all. In fact, come with us, you're going to put you in a jail cell just to prove to you.
Traditionally, the people that are in charge of the governments tend to have a bit more of this property that belongs to everybody than anyone else.
They sure do. Just look at Kim Jong-un over in North Korea and how well-fed he is.
He's fat and everybody else is starving, right?
Same thing with Nicolas Maduro down in Venezuela. Very, very well-fed. Many others losing weight year after year in recent years because they just can't eat. So, again, here's the rest of the statement about its economic system. It's, quote, based on socialist property of the entire people over the fundamental means of production and on the suppression of the exploitation of man by man. Now, who could be against suppressing exploitation? I mean, that's something that I think most people are in favor of. Nobody wants to see a person exploited by another person.
Except that it doesn't mean anything, and I tend to be against things that don't mean anything.
Yeah, exploitation is a word that I watch out for immediately. I mean, we're not talking about, making an 8-year-old work in the sex trade here. We're talking about, essentially somebody making a profit off of someone else's labor is the idea. Giving somebody a job is called exploitation.
All right, it depends who you ask. Right. I mean,
even when you say exploitation, what I think of is a job. I don't think of anything else.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's the only person who uses it.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying there, but I guess I would think of something more extreme like forced labor or something like that. To me, that's exploitation of another human being, whereas a job is a voluntary, consensual interaction.
And that's probably more accurate to the dictionary definition, but that's not how it ever gets used. Like, you don't hear that word to explain prison labor or slavery, where they still have it in the private sector.
No, I guess you're right, actually, Melanie. The dictionary definition is use or utilization, especially for profit. So just using something, using somebody's expertise, using somebody's strength, using somebody's, abilities is supposedly exploitation.
Yep.
To me, it just has a negative context, but that's just because I guess that's how it's used. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE LIKE FREEDOM. But to me, exploitation is what the government does. They exploit people by forcing them to pay into their system, whether they agree with it or not. A little bit more here from the story in the AP. Antonio Fernandez Estrada, law professor at the University of Havana, says about the Constitution. Again, they're updating it. That's the plan in Cuba. It's a historic Constitution, the only one that remains in our hemisphere. He says it's more than 40 years old. It continues speaking of things that do not now exist in the world, such as the formation of the citizen for communism. And I think when he says it's the only one that exists in their hemisphere, he means the only communist Constitution.
They're pretty good friends with Venezuela.
He said the economic reforms promoted by Castro, that is to say Raul Castro, the one that's still alive, which sought to allow the limited introduction of private enterprise within the communist system, quote, have been carried out, if not against, then in large part in spite of the Constitution. Which is what I was pointing out before, was as soon as Raul Castro came into power in Cuba, we started to hear about some of the changes, and I'm sure we only heard a fraction of it, right? Like, we only get whatever it is the news media reports on.
Right, and not all of that.
And the ones that we see, you know? So we don't know all of the changes that had been made over there, but we do know that toward the end of the Barack Obama administration, they did loosen up on some of the restrictions as far as United States citizens, so-called citizens, traveling over to Cuba, and that's a good thing, because the more people from the United States can interact with people from Cuba, the more ideas can be exchanged, the more business can get done.
And the more they're going to want a better life.
Yeah, and the more their life will be improved by that. So I think that, you know, things are moving in the right direction. It's obviously not going to be a, you know, huge increase in quality of life for them, unless they actually have a huge increase in freedom. And again, the Communist Party isn't going to be letting go of the reins there anytime soon. But regardless, to me, this is at some level an acknowledgement that, you know, whatever attempt at pure communism they had or socialism has failed. Raul Castro acknowledged that to some extent by allowing private industry to exist in Cuba, by decentralizing to some extent the control over industry. And so now this, you know, the changes to the Constitution are following that. So it's, again, another evidence that the, you know, politicians will change their position based on what happens in society. They aren't leaders.
They find a parade and get out in front of it.
Right. As much as the press calls them leaders and acknowledges them as leaders, they really aren't at all leaders. They follow whatever it is that the people want. And it takes them forever to do it, but eventually they do finally come around. Like in the United States, marijuana is an example of that. It's taken decades, but finally you've got people switching sides. Now you've got Republicans and Democrats who were drug war hawks for the longest time, coming out and doing things like joining the boards of directors of marijuana businesses, for instance. And I forget the guy's name.
Well, that doesn't mean they believe in marijuana now. That just means that they're opportunistic,
money.
Evil people.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. But it's an example of the fact that these aren't leaders. They're following along now. Oh, now they can jump on the bandwagon. Now they feel like it's politically safe to make money off of cannabis. And so their rhetoric has completely changed as far as how they talk about these things. And if they've learned something and if they actually have changed their minds, then that's great. It's nice that people can change, even these, you know, politicians who for a long time spoke out against these things. The toll-free number here is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll get into the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto and see how many are in effect today in the United States. We're coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president also delivered remarks from Arlington National Cemetery.
To every child who mourns for a parent, and to every husband or wife whose heart has been torn in two, today we ask God to comfort your pain, to ease your sorrow, and to wipe away your tears. This is a very special day. And today, our whole country thanks you, embraces you, and pledges to you, we will never forget our heroes. We shall forever remain one people, one family, and one nation under God.
George H.W. Bush remains in the hospital after experiencing low blood pressure. He is resting comfortably and expected to be in the hospital for a few days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We are down to two. That is to say, two talk show hosts in a, what is a Free Talk Live first here, I think, in more than a decade, 14, 15 years of being on the air. I don't think we've ever had a host actually, like, take a nap during the show.
Well, there is that one time TJ walked off onto the porch.
TJ walked off. I don't know if
like
I remember
he was on
that.
The show, and then because Daryl was on the air talking about how I wasn't really an anarchist, and I know that because TJ was on the show and then wandered off onto the porch where I was and told me to go listen to the show because you were talking about me.
Okay, but he didn't go on the porch to take a nap.
No.
No. So that's what I'm saying. It's the first time in the history of the show where somebody has been so sleepy that they could not stay on the air. So Mark has gone in for a power nap, and we don't know when he's going to come back. But hopefully he'll be feeling a little bit better when he does. It's Ian and Melanie here. And Melanie, you do taxes. You do accounting work, bookkeeping for people. That's your profession. That's what you spend all your full time doing. You used to work for somebody else, but now you're working for yourself, and you work for a bunch of other people who are your clients who hire you to do stuff.
Yeah, so most people don't have taxes right now, although the quarterly is coming up on the 15th. Because the IRS defines quarters a little bit differently than you and I would. But
now you do, hold on. You do state taxes in a lot of the states with the exception of a handful, right?
I'm working on California, and there's two other weird states I can't do. I don't remember them.
But you do like 47 out of the out of the 50. Now, do they all have the same deadlines? Is it all April 15th, or do they have different
ones? For states, it's all the same. Okay. They might have different things where they push back for natural disasters or something like that, or push back or not push back for holidays, but it's all the same.
Yeah, see, I've never lived in a state that has income tax, so I don't know anything about it. But you know a lot about taxes. You are the kind of person who actually seems to enjoy reading tax law. And that's one of the ways that you are able to help your clients maximize what it is that they get to keep out of the hands of the government, not only because it's in your client's best interest and so therefore in your best interest, but also because you are motivated because you hate the state. So you've got that extra motivation.
Yeah, I'd rather not give the state money. So
even if it's other people's money.
I don't want the state to have money. Just even if I can't have it, you can't have it either.
Right. And you can help maximize the people's take home, what they hold on to by going, or you help them doing that. They can get in touch with you by going to tax.freetalklive.com. That is a website that will forward you directly to Melanie's site. That's tax.freetalklive.com. But you're doing a lot of bookkeeping throughout the rest of the year until you start doing more preparations for the
end of the year. Bookkeeping, we have monthly plans starting at $100 a month, depending on the size of your business.
I mean, I've never hired a bookkeeper, but that sounds very affordable to me.
Yeah, it would. It's less than what a CPA would charge.
I bet it is.
Which is basically, you know, tax prep for the next year. That way you have your stuff all together. You have some planning stuff you could have done, you know, a lot of stuff. It's too late after December 31st, so.
So head over to tax.freetalklive.com and get Melanie on board. We're going to hold off on doing the 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto until we get Mark back, because he was the one who really was hot on talking about that, so I'd feel bad if we jumped into it, Melanie, so we're going to hold that. In the meantime, there are other stories to discuss, including another potential ban on plastic straws. We just covered this story, 3 days ago, 2 days ago maybe, here on Free Talk Live, when New York City and some of the city council there is, or aldermen or whatever they call themselves, they are proposing a ban on plastic straws. And now apparently it's also a proposal in the European Union. The Associated Press reporting that the EU has proposed banning plastic products, not just straws, but also cotton buds. I guess it's a term for like a Q-tip. So, you know, plastic stick with a cotton on the end of it. Straws, stirrers, and balloon sticks. When alternatives, they say, are easily available in an attempt to reduce litter, spoiling beaches and ocean beds.
I want to know two things. What's the alternative to a Q-tip, and who is littering with Q-tips?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I can't imagine many people are going to the beach with a pack of Q-tips.
That doesn't make any sense.
But I guess the idea is that some countries or whatever dump their garbage into the ocean, and so this stuff ends up
getting
caught.
Well, nobody lives in the ocean, so I kind of don't care.
Well, things live in the ocean, right? So there are living animals and mammals
and
things like that.
There's not any sapient creatures as
sapient?
Far as I know, yes, living
Define
in the
that.
Ocean. Sapient is what most people mean when they say sentient.
Define that.
Basically having like subjective experience, some self-awareness.
Dolphins live in the ocean. Dolphins are absolutely self-aware.
I don't think that they are.
They are absolutely self-aware. There have been tests showing that dolphins recognize themselves in a mirror. First of all, that's the main test to see if a thing is self-aware. You can have somewhat of a level of conversation with a dolphin. I actually have a story about dolphins right here, as a matter of fact. I didn't know you were going to go there, but I've got a story about dolphins. There was a really interesting television special called Dolphin Eye on the Pod that I found because they show a scene where dolphins get high together off of a puffer fish, where like young teenage dolphins are passing around a puffer fish from mouth to mouth, as though, you know, young people in America would pass, or young people in general would pass around a joint It was the very same sort of behavior. Dolphins will actually teach down through generations. Dolphins have very individual kind of... They actually are one of the few species that gets pleasure from having sex. I mean, so there's a lot of similarities between humans and dolphins. So you're just wrong about, in my opinion, you're wrong about that one. But let me tell you a little bit more about dolphins here in a moment. I'll come back to that story, but because they've actually been doing some studies on dolphin happiness. And if we had the ability to better communicate with dolphins, I think we would find that they're very interesting creatures. But going on here with the proposed ban... So they claim that they're trying to reduce litter spoiling beaches and ocean beds. The European Commission said its proposal would seek to cut marine litter in half for the 10 most prominent items and avoid environmental damage estimated at over $250 billion over the next dozen years. EU Vice President Frans Timmermans said that utensils would not be banned completely, but steps would be taken to have them made out of sustainable materials when possible. He said, you can still organize a picnic, drink a cocktail, and clean your ears just like before. He also made new proposals to ensure that it is the polluter that pays. The proposal will be assessed by the EU Parliament and member states, but Timmermans hopes to see results before May of 2019. So if the issue is that there are people dumping garbage in the ocean, and that would seem to be a problem. I mean, that's where the garbage comes from. This isn't just from people chucking, you know, a Q-tip or a plastic fork or a straw into the ocean at the beach. This is like mass-scale kind of pollution of the ocean. Then it would seem that property rights should come into play.
They would if people were able to homestead part of the sea in peace instead of being conquered by... the EU and other states.
Right. So because we don't have the ability to own plots of ocean, then there's not really anyone who is, you know, responsible for
that.
Well,
yes, I have no reason why I should protect land or property on the behalf of the EU or any other state. If I can't own it and nobody else can own it either, I really just have no incentive to protect it.
Indeed.
Or care about what happens to it.
Well, some people still care, but they can't do much about it. Like, there's a lot of people who care about the oceans out there, but all they can really do is beg politicians to pass some stupid law like this as though it's actually going to have an effect on things.
Well, there are some people who do pirating themselves without begging the state to do it for them. But, I mean, yeah, the only option is to force someone to do what you want, and I don't even know why you would care yourself, because no one can use it, so it doesn't matter what state it's in. But.
There's more on the way here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Another plastic straw ban proposed for the entire EU.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free if you want to join us on this live Memorial Day edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
You can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about another proposed plastic straw ban, but not just plastic straws, other things involving plastic. According to the AP reports out of Europe, the EU planning to ban cotton buds, straws, stirrers, balloon sticks, and I imagine other plastic items. I don't know if it's going to be across the board that they're going to just ban all plastic, or if they're going to only ban specific items. They say here that there's a top 10 most polluting item when it comes to the oceans, and that is ostensibly what this is being targeted at. European Parliament says plastics production is now 20 times higher than it was in the 1960s. And European Green Party lawmaker Monica Frassoni also welcomed the initiative, added that, quote, the scale of the problem means we cannot rely on individual European countries to take action and must instead find a Europe-wide response. Lasse Gustafsson, the European director, executive director of the environmental group Oceania, lauded the initiative, saying, quote, the only way to stop plastics pouring into our oceans is to turn off the flow at its source, production. So that is something they're talking about doing, and given that it's Europe, maybe they'll actually be successful at it. But as we were discussing here, the problem is, from our perspective, that nobody can really own the ocean, or at least there aren't any legal systems in the world that allow for that. In theory, someone could homestead
the ocean. Someone can homestead a plot of the ocean. Most people don't because the government's going to violently attack them.
Correct.
So it is effectively unhomesteadable, not from a philosophical point of view, but from a
practical, pragmatic
point of view. So as it is unowned and effectively unownable, I don't care what happens to it. Almost almost as kind of a defense mechanism. I'm not going to let them... I almost want to say I'm not going to let them make me care, because if they want me to care, they have to open it up to homesteading. I probably would not ever homestead a plant of the ocean, but you know it's a biodegradable alternative to most plastic products?
What?
Hemp.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. Hemp is truly an amazing product. So they were talking about making biodegradable forks or whatever instead of plastic forks. And, you know, if that's something that the market is demanding, then that's great. But forcing it down companies and people's throats, of course, as a libertarian, I'm against that. Although I'm not as cold, you know, as you. It seems like you really just don't care whatsoever about, you know, any animal life at all.
Well, if something can't have subjective experiences, then if it doesn't care, I don't see why I should care for it.
Well, okay, so... You and your fiancé do have a dog, right?
The dog came with the human, yes.
So you don't have a dog. It was his dog?
I have a stuffed dog,
yeah. Is what you're saying? And so you don't believe the dog has a subjective experience?
I don't, and neither does he. Okay. But he thinks that she has self-awareness, but not... And so that makes no sense to me. I don't know how you have self-awareness without...
But not subjectivity?
Yeah, so I don't know how that's supposed to work. I think that's more of a bias on his part than
Can
anything.
Can the dog feel pain?
So, animals can feel pain. Yeah. I would argue that they can't experience pain, and those are two different things.
What does that mean?
So, if you, you know, step on a dog,
yeah,
there's a feedback system that's going to make it react a certain way. So, that's a reaction to a stimuli.
Yeah.
If you step on a person, they have processing power that they will actually experience that subjectively. So so if you stab a plant, it's going to react.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean a plant can experience pain.
Well, okay, so there's a whole other argument about what plants can and can't experience.
Well, they don't have central nervous systems, so they cannot experience anything.
There have been some more recent studies that suggest that plants actually have apparently some sort of, like, bizarre networking effects and ability to communicate, and I haven't actually looked closely into it, but it sounded very, very interesting. But let's keep it in the realm of the mammal for the purpose of this discussion.
Well, see,
rather than moving it from dogs to plants.
Can't, because you need to illustrate that there's definitely a spectrum there. Just because something is reacting to a stimuli does not mean that it's having a subjective experience.
Okay, but an animal like a dog is, like, DNA-wise, genetically, 96%, I believe, of what a human is. So,
it's basically
the same thing. Like, they look different.
Share, like, they
walk
on all fours. High 90s DNA with crawfish. That doesn't mean that crawfish are sapient.
So, subjective meaning that the dog is having an individual experience?
Yeah, so... The difference between a subjective and an objective experience, if I drop a VHS on the floor, it's going to break. So objectively, it is experiencing breaking, but it doesn't care because it can't, because it has no brain.
The dog does have a brain, though, and the dog does have the ability to sense in different ways. The dog has the ability to feel pain. So why would you come to the conclusion that the dog's experience of pain is somehow less than your experience of pain? Why is it if you experience pain, it's better or worse or whatever it is that you're saying about it?
Well, first of all, humans are definitely smarter than dogs.
Not like a baby human.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I bet my dog is smarter than a baby.
Okay, so maybe there's even some overlap on the margins. So, you know, maybe the most stupid person is not as smart as the smartest dog, but as a species, there's more processing power there, which means that there's more that can be processed.
Hold that thought. We can continue. You can share your thoughts here as we go to Vernon. He's in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Melanie.
I learned that plants can feel because I watched Fern Gully one day, and... That movie taught me everything I ever needed to know about the environment. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, and that evil, if you, like, cut down a tree, this evil smoke thing will come out and take over the whole forest.
Yeah, well, and, you know what? When a tree talks to me and has conversations like the trees in Ferngully, then I'll reevaluate how I value trees.
I think Batty would take offense to that. And by the way, Batty was played by Robin Williams, which was awesome. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, I'm totally kidding. But I don't know if plants can feel or not. But I don't know. I feel like we should just respect the earth versus, you know, I don't know. I guess just like, is there an afterlife or any of these rhetorical questions that we can't really answer? Maybe it's better to assume it is and to respect it versus, you know, not. I don't know.
Well, here's a headline from the BBC. Plants can see, hear, and smell and respond.
Plants can respond to stimuli. I'm not denying that.
Plants, according to Jack C. Schultz, are just very slow animals. You say here this is not a misunderstanding of basic biology. Schultz is a professor at the Division of Plant Sciences at the University of Missouri in Columbia and has spent 4 decades investigating the interactions between plants and insects.
So then he should have some scholarly articles on this, right? Since he spent 4 decades on it?
Presumably so, yeah. He knows his stuff. Instead, he's making a point about common perceptions of our leafy cousins, which he feels are too often dismissed as part of furniture. Plants fight for territory, seek out food, evade predators, and trap prey. They are as alive as any animal, and like animals, they exhibit behavior. Oliver Hammond, plant scientist in France, says to see this, you just need to make a fast movie of a growing plant, then it will behave like an animal. Indeed, a time-lapse camera reveals the alien world of plant behavior in all its glory, as anyone who has seen the famous woodland sequence from David Attenborough's Life series can attest. These plants are moving with purpose, which means they must be aware of what's going on around them. Quote, to respond correctly, plants also need sophisticated sensing devices.
That doesn't really follow, though. So a computer is also going to respond. That doesn't mean it's aware of what's going on.
Not yet.
But right now, this computer is going to respond, but it is not sentient or sapient or anything else.
Not yet. Go ahead, Vernon.
As far as animals, I know that cats are definitely aware of everything because we had a cat that we lost that went off for 6 or 7 months, came back, and he was just entirely different because of the experiences he had. He was very careful around us, and he wasn't as friendly as he used to be. And then it's taken almost a year for him to identify his home again and to become friendly with us again, and just those type of things, and just know what door to come in and everything. I think that's proof in itself, at least with a cat. That, you know, they're aware and everything.
Oh, I think they absolutely are aware. I mean, anybody that's actually had an experience with an animal for a period of time like that certainly knows it. I think humans have a tendency to underestimate animals and believe that they are somehow inferior to us, and I think there's a lot that we don't know. Thanks for the call, Vernon. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I did mention I had a story about dolphins here tonight, so we can come back into that. You can also bring up what you want. Still to come, if Mark returns from his nap at some point, we've got the Communist Manifesto on the way.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR Now at NutriMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.